Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Especially today, because today is our 14th anniversary. This is the day, 17th of November, 1997, when I started broadcasting my very first show, my very first broadcast on the radio. And we've been celebrating these milestones ever since, including with our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, more than 12 years, Jeff Sabar. He is the chief home officer. He's written books on the topic of micropreneuring, being a party of one, a sole proprietor, and he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back.
And they haven't yanked the license yet, huh?
Yeah.
14 years, and your station still get to retain their license. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't pulled any of my affiliates' licenses yet. That, at least not that I know of. No, nobody's told me that. And I think it would have gotten back to me by now. But thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with me. Wouldn't want to do this, have this week without you, and got you scheduled on the very day of the show. And
yeah, I guess somebody else dropped out and I was available.
Yeah, somebody,
so we made it
exactly.
Happen.
So what's going on?
Well, I wanted to turn the tables. I know you and I both are reporters and part of the work we do and journalists, and you and I both took the Small Business Administration Journalist of the Year awards.
Oh one and 02. It's never been the same since.
There you go. Exactly. They you know, sort of broke the mold and started fresh. But I wanted to ask you a few questions because I think there's a lot to learn, and quite often when we're doing this, you ask everybody else, but with 14 years under your belt, there's probably a lot to learn from Jim. So if you're game, you want to take that path?
Give it your best shot.
There you go. So 14 years ago, what was the aha moment? Tell me what gave you the leap of faith to go from employment to from employee to sort of 1099-er or whatever it was that you made that first leap to
well, become. as you probably will remember when I remind you, like you, I started my small business in 89, and I started a consulting company. And what got me to doing this is in 97, during the year 97, I started thinking, my ego started running away with me, and I decided that I had more to say than to small business owners than to just one person at a time. What could I do? How could I get my you know, all my genius out there to help small business owners? Because I was helping small business owners one at a time.
Right.
And I realized nobody else was doing this. I realized nobody else. That it was a lot different back then. Jeff, as you well know, it was a lot different in terms of the small business expert landscape back in 97. There were very, very few people out there, and there was nobody else doing it on the radio, certainly not every day. And I felt like small business owners needed someone to be on their side and that they could connect with every day. And so that's why when I started in 97, I started doing the research, doing the due diligence on what it would take to put something like this together. And it took me a few months. It probably took me 6 or 7 months to get all the details worked out and everything. And so we went live in November 17th, 1997. And from day one, I've been nationally syndicated. And that's pretty unusual.
Talk to me about funding for this, because as we know, radio shows, television stations, media require, and he laughs, exactly. Funding? We don't need no stinking funding, but it is a business.
Oh yeah.
It now has sponsors, but talk to me about landing the first check. It's one thing to pay for airtime, another thing to get paid for it. What did it take to make this a viable business model? Anybody could launch. What about to make it viable?
Well, see, I still had my consulting company.
Right.
And so my consulting company converted from making me a living to being the capitalization partner for the show. And so now people who are small business owners, they're automatically realizing that means lean times.
Right. When you've been, and that's a big lesson.
Yeah, when you've been making a living out of your consulting business, and all of a sudden here come you birth another baby that wants all this kit, needs all this capital. Well, that means something has to give, and that what had to give was my lifestyle. And so, frankly, I changed my lifestyle for a few years until I was able to get some corporate partners. And the very first one was IBM. I got to give them props. God bless IBM. They were a great partner of ours for about 8 years.
Right. And I think one thing, a key lesson to learn there, though, is with anybody listening who's thinking of launching, for example, a microenterprise or a home-based business, you and I have said all along, you don't quit your day job on Friday and then hang your shingle on Monday. So you didn't quit your day job, which was consulting.
Right.
You kept it going in order so you could run your business. And eventually you segued into doing what you do.
I've never worked so hard or so many hours as I did making the transition from sometime in the spring of 97 till probably, I'm going to say for 5 years, Jeff. For 5 years, I transitioned from being a full-time consultant to being, a full-time consultant and a full-time radio talk show host. But actually, we had a media company we were building, which is what we have now. And then finally, the media company got enough critical mass that I quit doing the consulting. And so I just transitioned. But truthfully, Jeff, it took at least 5 years.
Right.
And I was and still am an independent. I'm not part of the, I'm not some syndication company's part of their stable. This is my property.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to say one thing. People ask me, how in the world did you get IBM to be one of your sponsors?
Yeah, talk about that.
You know what I tell them? It's real simple.
What did you?
I asked them.
You asked.
Folks, if you want to have customers, you have to ask.
Right. You know how true it is. We think that IBM would never come on as my sponsor. Why should I even wait?
People were amazed that I got them to be my sponsor. And I asked them. I put a proposal together. It took me a while to connect with. And I had some road bumps, by the way. The guy that was going to do business with me got fired. I had to start all over again. It took me 9 more months. And so,
those are the roadblocks we pick up along the way, mm-hmm, that we encounter along the way, mm-hmm, that really challenge us and see what our steel is. What our nerve is, and because no matter what type of entrepreneurial enterprise you're launching, whether you intend to be small, sort of a spare room tycoon
Jeff, hold on to that. This is where I have to take over control again. I have to take a quick break, folks. We're celebrating 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blassingame. We got more mayhem to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.